Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Most of us are familiar with the idea of stewardship. We use it in reference to men and women who have responsibility for their money, or the lives of other people, or their duties to their government. We say, for example, of some public servant, he has exercised wise stewardship over the city's treasury. Parents are good stewards of the children God has given them when they teach them and bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Stewardship requires that we seriously guard our duties, gifts, and opportunities. The Greek from which the word stewardship is translated is used several times in the New Testament. Three times the word is rendered stewardship, three times administration, and one time edifying. Our English word edify, which means to build up, is derived from the Greek. The Greek word translated steward appears 10 times in the New Testament and is always rendered steward except 2 times when it is translated chamberlain and governor. The Greek word is composed of 2 more Greek words, one meaning house and the other meaning law. Literally, a steward is a house manager, a slave over other slaves. The Apostle Peter used the word steward in the following passage. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. 1 Peter 4:10. I do not know, because it cannot be determined from the context, the kind of gift Peter had in mind when he said, as every man has received the gift. I know the word gift is sometimes used as supernatural gifts. 1 Corinthians 12:4. Sometimes the word is used of ordinary gifts, Romans 11:29. But whatever gift Peter had in mind was to be used carefully and in harmony with God's will. Whether the gift was natural or supernatural does not really matter. There were many supernatural gifts in the early church, such as speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues, miraculous healings, and so on. But there were many ordinary gifts, such as giving, exhorting, showing mercy, and ministering to the needs of the sick. Romans 12, 6-8. Peter was urging the early Christians to be good stewards of whatever they had received, whether supernatural or not. The gifts were not bestowed on the early Christians for them to hoard or to use for their own pleasure or aggrandizement. Paul raised these questions about the miraculous gifts which the Corinthians had received. For who makes you to differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you received it, why are you glorying as if you had not received it? 1 Corinthians 4:7. How tragic that anyone would boast of any gift, since we are not the ones who gave it. Every gift, whether supernatural or not, comes down from the Father of life, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James 1:17. Those gifts must be used to glorify God and to bring men and women into the kingdom. Peter wants all of us to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. The word manifold means many-colored, many-splendored, variegated. Peter affirms that God has blessed His people in so many ways. We are to use those blessings for honoring our God. My friends, there are no supernatural gifts available to the church in our day, regardless of what charismatic leaders teach. All of the gifts were God-sent, but they have been removed because they achieved the purposes for which the Holy Spirit gave them. That does not mean we are at a disadvantage. We have all we need to serve God. Whatever He has given us, natural talents such as teaching, preaching, helping those in need, we are to guard them carefully and to use them for the growth of the Lord's kingdom. We are wonderfully blessed by the good gifts God has bestowed upon us. Thank you, and may God bless you.